Hi, you're back in the studio with Tim Previtt, my two children, Frey and Taliesin, and my guest, Jeff. Hi, Jeff, you're still with us up in Perthshire.
Hello.
Fantastic. Okay, so we've talked about the Vampire of Iron Teeth. Are there any other particular things you would like to talk to us about? Any talks, books, things coming up that would be good for you to talk about to a wider audience?
Yeah, well, the full study of the Vampire with Iron Teeth, which, you know, goes into extraordinary detail, is in the book that I wrote called Paranormal Glasgow, which came out earlier this year. And it's part of a series that I've been doing. I've done Paranormal Dundee and Paranormal Perthshire. They're both out. And I've just finished writing Paranormal Cumbria, and that'll be out early in the new year. And I've also done a whole series with the word Haunted in the title. So I've done things like Haunted Aberdeen and Haunted Dundee, and I'm just about to write Haunted St. Andrews. Now, this may not mean much to people within the sort of the Cheshire area, but if there are anyone who happens to have any stories about, say, St. Andrews or any of those other areas, please get in touch with me at jeffholder.com. I've got a form there that people can fill in, and I make an appeal for the, you know, their personal experiences or their sort of family traditions of encounters with ghosts and other sort of non-human sort of entities as well. And I'm sort of always interested in those kind of things. I do about, something like 20 or 30 talks a year. I haven't got anything in England in the near future, although I'm doing London. I'm doing the Ghost Club at London in 2012.
Yeah.
But I've got a number of other talks in various sort of Scottish locations coming up in the next few months. Once again, there's lots of details of those on the website. I sort of keep up at Twitter. That's JeffHolder58 is the hashtag there. I'm also on Facebook as well. I've just finished my 24th book, and I've got a few more sort of commissioned on sort of similar lines.
Fantastic.
And that's basically how I spend my time. I spend my days, you know, writing and researching, you know, witchcraft and demonology and ghosts. And, you know, werewolves and, you know, urban legends as well. You know, those are the kind of things that I get to do. It's great.
It is. I'm sort of finding myself quite inspired talking to you because you're in a dynamic which I'm very much aspiring to try to live in myself. I've authored one book. I've got another one that I need to be getting on with. And, it's good to be talking to somebody who's doing what I'm aspiring to do. That's excellent.
Well, I'll tell you a wee story. 3.5 years ago, I had a proper job. I wasn't an author. I had a proper job.
Yeah.
You know, with, you know, a paycheck and all that kind of thing. And I published two or three books, and I had an opportunity to publish a lot more because the publisher said yes to six of my pitches, and I gave up the job. And I've been writing full-time ever since, and it's been a completely positive change in my life and lifestyle in all aspects apart from one area, and that's finance. But other than that, it's just fantastic. It's completely revolutionized my life that I do, that I get to do what I love all the time. Wonderful.
Yes, that sounds a similar emotional journey to myself about 6 or 7 years ago. Just doing a job to paying the bills and not doing a job because it's something you love. And we could digress at length there. I'll have to make a trip up to Perthshire and have a pint with you in a pub somewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
And get out to some of those.
Please do. It would be a pleasure to see you.
Yes. We must fit into a similar demographic with similar tastes in music and interests.
That's right.
It's quite intriguing. Now, one thing I'd like to ask you is, have you ever had any paranormal or strange experiences yourself that you'd be happy to talk about on air?
Well, Tim, given the fact that I spend a good part of my professional life hanging around graveyards, wandering through subterranean passages and caves and that sort of thing, visiting allegedly haunted locations such as castles and theatres and places like that, and when I'm not doing that, going to sort of stone circles and other ancient sites, I've not had a single paranormal experience ever.
Mm-hmm. Not even
a bit disappointing, really.
Not even a fuzzy sensation like, oh, there's something here.
No. I am astonishingly boring when it comes to picking up sensations and atmospheres. Other people feel that I'm going, what's going on? I can't tell anything. I've been with people who have had unusual experiences in specific locations, but I've not shared those experiences, and I've said nothing unusual has ever happened to me.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
No. I think it's great. I think what happens is that when I turn up, whatever is in the air, it doesn't want to come out and play for some reason. Yes.
I have had a few paranormal experiences myself. I won't go into them now, but on occasion, I felt that something's holding back, and it's just going to say, "Like, easier. I'm not bothered. I'm just not going to do anything tonight." So else I was going to ask you. That's right. I've posted your profile picture so people know who you're talking, whom I'm talking with on the History Mystery Facebook group. You're holding a skull. Is that skull got a particular story to it?
Well, I spend a lot of time doing the research process that I like to call wandering around and bumping into things.
Yeah.
Which is when I'm doing a book, like, for instance, I write books with titles like, The Guide to Mysterious Aberdeenshire, or The Guide to the Mysterious Lake District, or The Guide to the Mysterious Loch Ness.
Yeah.
And when I do that, I just visit everything within a given area, whether it's graveyards or ancient monuments or, places where something allegedly paranormal has taken place, or sort of, sites associated with UFOs or cryptozoology, big cats,
yeah,
lake monsters, all that kind of thing. And whilst I'm doing that, I just like to pick up skulls.
Right.
Animal skulls, I should point out. Not human skulls.
Body snatching, yes.
Although my wife did actually find part of a skull on a beach in Orkney, and we had to take it to the police. And an archaeologist declared that it was about 1,000 years old, and so no police action was required. But I just like to pick up skulls. So my house is filled with books, it's filled with CDs, it's filled with plastic dinosaurs and other monsters, and it's filled with animal skulls. Because you need something to furnish your house with, don't you? So, I just use animal skulls. And that one just happens to be one of the sheep skulls that I happen to own.
That's quite marvellous. I found a fantastic skull. My partner and I, we were up in Northumberland looking at some cup and ring marks on a rock panel. And we found a fantastic skull, and with good curled horns, like the one you're holding in that picture. And I've thought many times since, I wish I'd brought it back with me, because like, all the soft squidgy stuff had gone from inside it, which is one of the things I don't like, is thinking, oh, I might see its brains.
No, I'm not gonna touch anything that's still got organic remains in it.
Yeah. And this was clean, and I think, rats. Okay, right, what we are going to be doing next. Okay, so you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, your website's jeffholder.com.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's Jeff with a GEOFF, if you're wanting to look. I do recommend going have a look. And again, to plug Northern Earth magazine, which was our point of contact for this, look on Google and look up Northern Earth, and you can subscribe. Say it's up well under a tenner for four copies of a quality folklore, archaeology, mystery mag. It's well worth it.
Okay. Yeah, one of my favourite reads.
It's fantastic. So anything else you'd like to say on air, Jeff, before I go into the next song?
No, just to say that if anyone wants to get in touch or does have a personal experience that they want to share and they think it might be interesting for one of my future books,
cool,
they can go to the website, jeffholder.com, and there's a form that they can fill in there, and they can also sort of email me directly through the website as well. So, I get wonderful emails all the time from people with unusual requests.
Yeah.
And experiences. So I'm happy to hear from anyone who wants to forward anything to me.
Excellent. I will mention some of your requests on Twitter and my Facebook tomorrow. And so I've got about an hour's drive back up to Manchester after doing this show, so I won't go online then. But if it hopefully might pull in somebody, I don't know. But you don't know if you don't ask. So
exactly. I'm always amazed about who's reading or who's listening.
Yeah,
and what they've experienced. You know, it's part of the pleasure, part of the wonder of researching these kind of areas, is that you never know what's going to turn up the following day.
Absolutely. I find it magical. I love it. And just as an aside question, do you do holy wells and ancient trees?
Say again. Do you
do holy wells and ancient trees?
I've had a long-standing interest in holy wells, partly because I like things that you can touch and see.
Yeah.
When it comes to the paranormal, most things are so ephemeral that you can't touch and see them, and you have to take it at someone's word that something happened. With holy wells, you can go there, and they also provide a window into a previous world of a combination of religious and magical belief and practices. And I've written a lot about holy wells, particularly in Scotland and also in Cumbria. And some of them were extraordinary events. We haven't got the time to go into holy wells now.
I guess we'll have to have you back on the show a couple more times
I'd
talk about these things.
I can wibble on for holy wells for hours.
Yeah, and ancient trees, ancient use.
I'd love ancient. There's nothing better than when you're wandering through a woodland and finding some sort of an oak or birch that's, they've got this massive girth. Sometimes the branches are propped up by supports or posts. And many trees have got wonderful folklore and legends associated with them as well.
They have indeed.
And of course, you get that whole thing about, particularly with, I think it's beech, where you get the sort of simulacra, where they sort of turn into tortured faces that you can see in the trunks and the branches, and that sort of links in the whole thing about the ideas of the green man and it just goes on forever. Ancient trees, another favourite.
Absolutely, I really feel that we can talk a lot more about our interests and talk about some of your books and your talks and I guess my talks as well, because I do similar kinds of things
times. Yes, I mean, as I said, I could waffle on these subjects forever, but holy wells, let's make it a date.
Absolutely. I'll be in touch by email, Jeff. I'm going to have to wish you a good night now, because I've got a few more things I need to pack in before the show ends. So thank you for joining us, Jeff.
Thank you very much for having me on, and cheerio, Freya, cheerio, Taliesin.
Cheerio.
They said cheerio. Cheers.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. You're welcome to hang up now, and I will get on with the rest of the show.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night.
Right, you're still back here in the studio with Tim, Freya and Taliesin, and we have talked an awful lot. My children might be disappointed now, because I'm going to probably have to remove the tracks that they've asked me to play for them, and I'll have to play them for you another time.
Aww.
Indeed, yes. Well, it is a history mystery show. Okay, right. So, just going to bring you a couple jingles, and then I'll be right back to you to talk about next week's show again.
Redshift Radio, online community radio for Cheshire and beyond.
Hi, you're back in the studio with Tim, Freya and Taliesin. I've just had to remove their tracks that they wanted. I will play them for them another time, I promise you. Don't miss next week's. Again, I've got 12 guests phoning in from all over the country. I'll be tweeting and Facebooking about it in the week to come. I will leave you with a rare KLF track from America. It's called America No More.
Listen again on Redshift, brought to you by the Virgin Trains Training Academy.